Happy Laughter Day and welcome to Baba G's The Cave Man, my special stand up comedy on King Radio, the official broadcast for King.com. My name is Baba G and I am a spiritual advisor on King and your host for today's program, of course. And Dr. Uma is also my co-host. She works very hard to make the radio show happen and everything, which is great assistant. If you'd like to receive a personalized reading from me or any of the gifted psychic and intuitive advisors 24/7/365 on King, go to king.com/radio to receive a special offer of 10 minutes at $1.99 per minute with advisors who offer that, okay? And other offers as well. Check into it. It's great. Every time, every week, new offers coming. God laughter. Remember to laugh more. And Babaji's Laughter is a contagious, yummy, funny virus from Babaji's Laughter Factory to be spread all over the world. You want questions? I got answers. It's so easy a caveman can do it. Thank you for joining my air show. We both are honored and happy to guide and serve you. Love one another and take care of each other. Share freely and totally. No fear when Babaji's here. I kick your crutches. I'm going to take the first person online. So, go ahead. Hello. You're on air.
Hi, yes, this is Rose from New Jersey. From.
Yes, Rose, princess. Go ahead and ask me your question, darling. Thank you.
Baba G, I've been actively seeking work, and I've been applying for different jobs, and I'm hoping that I get one soon, and I wanted to know, what do you see for me, please?
Yes, you are going, you're going to actually start working in end of May, which is June, beginning of June, but you'll know about it by the month of April. The interviews and everything, and late March. So all these progression until end of May, you're going to get the job. Okay?
The end
and about
of May?
Your love life? Not, March, April, May. Sometime in May, towards latter part of May, you're going to, depending on you wanting which date you want to start working, but they may like you to come in by beginning of May to start working. But you have to decide.
That's like,
but you
that's
are going
like
to get
more
a
than
job
2 months.
And, yes.
More than two
because
months. There's nothing sooner.
Because you're also facing a retrograde period, and that slows down a lot of things. And there will be a lot of interruptions. That is not your fault. So you have to put up with all those. Okay? And also see a love life, a soulmate, not a twin flame, coming your way. Okay? We have so many other colors. But that I will give another, like, within 11 months, you're going to run into him. A soulmate, a lover, will be a permanent lover, and you can actually marry if you choose to, but you're going to be a permanent lover. Thank you so much, Rose, for
coming
to my show. Bless your heart, and you have my blessings. Please call for more details, time frame, and all that. Only if you come on team, seek my advice there. This is a general one free questions on radio show. You're most welcome.
Thank you.
Come on. You're most welcome. Thank you so much. Bless you. Good night. So, okay. All right. Now, next caller.
Hello?
Hello. Yes, go ahead.
Hi. This,
your name,
this is Tasha. Tasha from California.
Yes. Yes. Hi, Tasha.
I want to see what gifts do you see me having as far as intuitive abilities.
Oh, as far as intuitive ability, actually, you naturally, like your father, you are psychic. But you sometimes you give little energy to your emotions, so you need to balance your emotions. Otherwise, you're naturally intuitive. You're very good, and you can help yourself about your intuitive life, which is spiritual, and you should not worry about the materialistic stuff so much.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can focus on your spiritual energy. Okay?
Yeah, that's...
And thank you
okay.
so much. Yes.
Okay, thank you.
That's a wrap. Thank you.
All right.
Love you.
All right. Love you.
Person? Yeah, love you too. Okay. Next person in line, please.
Hello.
You're on air.
Hello.
Yes,
Eileen. I have a question.
Yes.
Hi. Can you advance spiritually?
Hi.
Can you advance spiritually without being a vegetarian or a vegan?
Yes, absolutely. Spiritualism and enlightenment really has nothing to do with diet and or what people consume, or alcohol, or sometimes drugs. And I don't prescribe or advocate of drugs or alcohol or any of the substances or meat, or because I don't ever all my life eat meat or anything like that, or any of these substances. But enlightenment has nothing to do with any of this. But attitude is all important. But on the other hand, in spiritual organizations like ashrams or temples or yoga institutes and this and that, yes, they want people to refrain from these substances to help the energy, the chemistry of the body, which affects your brain cells and your mood and your, the energy configuration. So it helps to have meditative, peaceful, more calmer energy and peaceful thoughts in your mind to do meditation and do spiritual practices and helps the enlightenment, yes, but it's not mandatory. But it helps to have a clean body, fasting. You make a more rapid progress in enlightenment. And that is the fact.
Okay.
But it's not mandatory. There are incidences that individuals who ate meat and did all kinds of nasty, bad things, and still it was in their destiny to achieve enlightenment. Like a chain smoker, I don't want to mention name, like Nisargadatta Maharaj, like he was a Gyan Yogi and he achieved enlightenment. But he was a chain smoker. You know, he was a good friend of mine. But it's not hard and fast rules. But that's what
I see.
So thank you so much for your
question.
It was very enlightening. Wonderful. Thank you. Bless you. Next caller. Yes. Go ahead. Next caller, please. Your name? Your
this
name,
is Adriana from San Diego.
Yes, San Diego, Indiana, California girl, princess. Go ahead, ask your question.
Hey, Babaji. Hey, Babaji, I've been dreaming a lot about this ex-boyfriend called Tom. You know him? And I just want to ask you what's going on, you know, with him. I know I shouldn't be asking that, but again, that's my question.
Yes. Your dream is valid. It's coming to surface especially during the retrograde. The negativities, painful experiences that you learned and grew and evolved out of to make a very brave decision to leave, like San Francisco to San Diego, I remember very well. It comes to dream to remind you. It's just like a relapse. But you need to not, react to it. So act on that wisely. So that's important. Don't give energy to it. Just observe it, let it come. That's the wise thing to do about Tom in your dream. And I saw it, yes. So it's valid and you need to address it in this proper attitude. Okay? Thank you so much.
Okay.
Adriana, bless you.
Thank you,
Babaji. Love you. You're most welcome.
Love you too.
Thank you. Next, love you too. Next person in line. Yes. Yes, go ahead. Next person.
Hello,
in line.
Babaji. It's Barbara. Hello.
Yes, Barbara. Hello, Barbie doll. Go ahead, welcome.
How are you?
I am.
Hello to you, Dr. Uma.
Fine and dandy. Yes, Dr. Uma is just so fine. She's here. Thank
Good.
You so much. Go
Good.
Ahead and ask
Thank
me.
You. So my one question
yes.
is, I was supposed to hear from one of the job interviews this week, and I have not heard anything. Is it part of retrograde?
Yes, the retrograde delays interrupts many things over and over. It is our own duty and diligent observation of these that actually helps the individual to make a discriminating wise decision as make a right choice and wise decision in every step of life. So not to give energy to these kind of stuff on an emotional level is the key to achieve continuous chain wise success. Now you see. So it is important and pertinent that you be positive and loving to oneself and everybody else,
sure.
and making yes, and yeah, making sure that you know you stay away from you know trouble and troublesome people who are not happy within themselves, you know, or aggressive in their notions towards others or judgmental, and just. You know, pray for them. Be kind to all those people who are unhappy and angry and whatever for whatever reason. They need more love. So we got to pray
yeah.
for them and give them more love. Really,
yeah.
just need to be. Yeah. So thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you.
We are out of
thank
time.
You.
And I want to, yes, thank you so much. Yeah. For calling Barbie Doll, and we need to have the other session ended. We are out of time, and I want to thank everybody and wish you all the best. And goodbye, my dear ones. And remember to laugh more.